This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is committed to empowering farmers of the nation. Mr. Modi stated this in a social media post after releasing 109 high-yielding climate-resilient and bio-fortified crop varieties at India Agricultural Research Institute in New Delhi. He further added that the climate-friendly and high-yielding varieties of crops will boost the income of farmers. The 109 varieties of 61 crops include 34 field crops and 27 horticultural crops. Among the field crops, seeds of various cereals were released. The horticultural crops will cover different varieties of fruits, vegetables, plantation crops, tubers, spices, flowers, and medicinal plants. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also interacted with the farmers and scientists. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has refuted the allegations made by US-based short seller Hindenburg Research. The country's stock market regulator emphasized that it has adequate internal mechanisms for addressing issues relating to conflict of interest, which include disclosure framework and provision for recusal. It also noted that relevant disclosures required in terms of holdings of securities and their transfers have been made by the chairperson from time to time. It also highlighted that the chairperson has also recused herself in matters involving potential conflicts of interest. Yes, the SEBI has also asked investors to remain calm and exercise due diligence before reacting to such reports. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the Maldives is a key partner for India in the Indian Ocean region, and the two nations aspire to turn their cooperation into a modern partnership. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking after inaugurating the Adu Reclamation Project and Adu Shore Protection Project in Maldives. The External Affairs Minister said, India has partnered with the government of Maldives on the Adu Reclamation and Shore Protection Project to find a sustainable way to develop Adu as a regional hub. Dr. Jaishankar said, this ambitious program of $80 million involves reclamation for tourism development purposes as well as for the overall economic development of Adu. President Draupadi Murmu returned to New Delhi this evening after concluding her three-nation state visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. Apart from strengthening the bilateral relations, MOUs and bilateral agreements on key aspects were signed during the visit. The special engagement and connect with the Indian diaspora was a key aspect of the visit. During the visits, President Draupadi Murmu was conferred the Companion of the Order of Fiji and Grand Collar of the Order of Timor-Leste, both the highest civilian decorations of the countries. Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi has emphasized the importance of collaborative efforts between center and states to ensure the well-being of women and children across the country. The minister said this while chairing her first national-level meeting with the ministers of Women and Child Development, Social Welfare in the states and administrators and lieutenant governors in the Union Territories via video conferencing yesterday. The minister stressed that such collaboration is essential to realizing the vision of a developed India. In Jammu and Kashmir, two army soldiers made the supreme sacrifice for the nation during an encounter between terrorists and security forces in Kokanag area of Anantnag district yesterday. Two civilians were also injured in the crossfire. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed sadness at the loss of brave and fearless Indian Army soldiers in a counter-terrorist operation in Anantnag. Mr. Singh expressed his condolences to the bereaved families and said that the nation stands firmly with them in this hour of grief. NEET PG 2024 exam was conducted successfully in 170 cities across the country today. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, NBEMS, said that this year around 228,540 admit cards were issued to candidates for the postgraduate medical entrance examination. More than 1,950 independent appraisers and 300 flying squad members were deputed at the examination centers to monitor the conduct of NEET PG. It added that 8 regional command centers were also set up to supervise the conduct of the nationwide examination. And that is the end of this news bulletin.